now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get a lot of love from us. They love us right back, and nobody's gotten pregnant yet, so we can keep it above board. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. If Twitter's more your thing, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And if you want to annoy Joe while he's at the beach at Joe Spano 56, feel free to send him a tweet. But in today's day and age, in today's world of radio, world O radio, as it were, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, it is. And the various different platforms, very different devices that you can get, not only the Spano and Black Attack, but Sports Byline USA as well. So if you're heading to the work, or if you're heading to the aforementioned beach, and you're on your way out there to get a little fun in the sun in the middle of July, well, it's all about how you can get the Spano and Black Attack. And you can get us on your Apple device, on your watch, on your Android, on your tablet, on your laptop, whatever the circumstances may be, whatever you feel comfortable in taking around, getting a little sand in. But failing that, it's all about the platforms themselves. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. They're all terrific platforms. Whatever you've downloaded onto your device, usually the access is free depending on what you're listening to. And certainly you can get us live on all three of those platforms. Not only that, if you happen to have missed one of our terrific interviews here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, guess what? Into the archive we go. You Google search it. I mean, you research it, and there you are. You pull up the particular interview, listen to the 10 minutes, the 12 minutes, whatever it is, and merrily get on your way. More important to us, if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, that means you're probably stationed somewhere in this great country or overseas. And if we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, well, we're very happy and proud to be a part of it. We're going to set the table and devour the sports buffet on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, prepping for the show today, wasn't really much prep to do. It was all going to be about Tim Duncan, at least the great majority of it. But it's interesting because when an icon fades off the scene, he just it's one of those things you rarely get to talk about a GOAT, a greatest of all time. And Tim Duncan was just that. As far as the power forwards in the game go, there was never anybody better. And he was called the big fundamental for nothing. We'll be talking about him a whole bunch in hour one, maybe even spill it into hour two a little bit. Once we get into hour two, we have a guest with Craig Crowe Alexander, Ironman world champion. Talk about nutrition, how to keep from cramping up when you're doing your workouts, things along those lines. And then we'll get to the rest of the world of sports, whether it's home run derby, set up for tonight's All-Star game, and all the other things that go along with it. But as we were getting off the air yesterday, Tim Duncan, the announcement came that he was stepping out and off the basketball court. And just, he was just so phenomenal. And when you look at greatest players, and it doesn't matter what the sport, he ranks up there. You hold him in the same breath as the Jerry Rices and the Joe Montanas, if he happens to be your choice. And the reverence of which he is held. And it's just, not only by his peers, but the fans and the coaches. And I mean, oh my goodness. It just the ability to just be develop into a quiet assassin, an icon, my goodness. Just so good. Just so good. And it's just incredible to me how this guy just flew under the radar for so long, finally was appreciated, which, I mean, it when you look at it, his ability to finally get that appreciation, which for a long time, I don't want to say it wasn't given. I think people always appreciated him. But just the fact that he flew under the radar for just so long. And then finally at the back end of his career, as that last decade started to come into play, you just recognized how great this guy was. And I'll tell you what, boy, oh boy. The first vision I had of Tim Duncan, believe it or not, it was back in 1995. and you weren't completely smothered with basketball games at that point in time. And, you know, you look at the NCAA tournament from back in 1995. And a freshman named Tim Duncan went up against a big 7-footer, a senior named Bryant Big Country Reeves from Oklahoma State. And this is why I was following this basketball game. I mean, look, I love the NCAA tournament, but I wasn't even in the business at that point in time. And I'm watching a game, and Tim didn't have a great game, but Tim was also a one-man show at Wake Forest. It was regional semifinals in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and I happened to go to the basketball game. And Oklahoma State won 71-66. But the war in the middle between Bryant Reeves and Tim Duncan that night was just unbelievable. You knew if Forrest was going to win, that it was going to be the Tim Duncan show, because he already had his reputation as being the best freshman in the country. But Reeves was a tree. I mean, he was a legit 7-footer. He already had grown into his body. He weighed 260, 270 pounds. And Reeves got the best of him that night. Albeit not by much, but he got the best of him that night. He was just a little more physical. Tim wasn't quite at the top of his game yet, where he could adjust to compensate for the physicality of a true big man like that and make it work. And Bryant schooled him a little bit. And Oklahoma State went on to the regional finals and then eventually on to the Final Four. But Wake Forest was the number one seed, and Okie State was the number four seed that year. And they took care of their business against Wake Forest. And, you know, but I'm watching this game, and I'm looking at Tim Duncan, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, this guy is going to be amazing, because you could see it. It was already happening. I mean, he was that good already at that point. But the finesse, the constant, he was in position constantly. Like I said, Bryant Reeves' physicality enabled there to be a difference in that basketball game. But I'm watching the game, and I remember coming out of the arena. I was there with a buddy of mine. We're talking about the game, and it was Tulsa in Massachusetts and Wake Forest in Oklahoma State that night. And we're walking out, and the Oklahoma State Mass game was going to be the next day. And walk out, and we're just shaking our heads, and we're like, holy cow, those guys are going to be in the league forever. Meaning the two big men. It didn't play out that way for Bryant Reeves, but he was still a solid center, for those of you who remember the Vancouver Grizz and then the Memphis Grizz before he retired due to back injuries. But nobody that was watching that game last night had any idea that Tim Duncan was going to turn into Tim Duncan. I mean, the greatest of all time. But you looked at the finesse game that was being played, the game within a game. And I think that's something that in all sports, you know, particularly when you look at basketball, because basketball, you can see most of the action that's going on. But if you're following the ball, a lot of times you don't see the game within the game of shooters trying to free up and big guys trying to set screens and all that kind of good stuff. It's certainly very apparent in hockey, where if you go to a live hockey game, because the camera always follows the puck, you don't see what's going on behind as the scorers and the shooters are trying to free themselves up, and they're just doing incredible things on skates. Hockey is such a great game to watch live, by the way. And the same thing with football. A lot of times, quarterback will drop back, whether it's a handoff, whether or not it's a pass. You don't see what's going on downfield unless you're at the game, and you don't understand or grasp a lot of times when you're sitting at home watching the ballet that's going on behind, or one defensive back working on a receiver or vice versa, or a linebacker who's shadowing a particular player. You don't always get that. when you're watching the game. Well, it was the same thing that night. Even when the action was away from the two big men, there was just this preemptive battle going on between them because they were the two most talented big men in the country that year. And the game that they were playing within the game was so intriguing. And you could hear the coaches and you could see as the picks were being set and what was going on and what was being yelled and you know, the lookout defense and all the various things that you never hear on television. Being courtside and watching that. And just checking out this game within the game, this ballet that was being played out between these two incredible college big men. Well, that was my first exposure to Tim Duncan. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and continue with the legend of Timmy right after this short timeout.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
That seems fair. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I just pulled up the box score from that matchup in 1995. 71-66 was the final. And this was a, and it was funny because I'd forgotten this. It was just a couple days after my birthday back in 95, and that's why I was able to go to the game. Buddy of mine got me birthday tickets. Forgot about that. And, you know, I'm looking at that, and, you know, you look at the box score, and it was funny because the difference wasn't all that great statistically. Tim had 12 points that night. Brian Reeves had 15. And Brian Reeves actually didn't shoot well that game, but what he kept doing was going to the cup against Tim Duncan, and he got him into a bit of foul trouble. He was 7 of 8 from the free throw line, Reeves was. And that was one of the differences in the basketball game. Nice effort that night from a guy named Randy Rutherford, who was a pretty good college basketball player. But the physicality between the two of them, again, Duncan had not quite grown into his body yet, but the offensive touch was there. But it was all finesse at that point in time. He was 6 of 11 that night for 12 points, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And he got help that night from Randolph Childress, who was a pretty good player. And... you know, look, it in college, Childress was 18.5 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. So, you know, he wasn't completely by himself. But that was – it was a kind of a two-manner that game. And Rusty LaRue chipped in as well. But, again, he hadn't grown into his body yet. And that was the difference in the basketball game. But, man, we walked out of that game just talking about the two big men. And understand something. The buddy that I was hanging out with that night is 6'9", 275 pounds. So he appreciated big men and the big man game. And, you know, you look at how that evolved into Tim Duncan going into the NBA and becoming one of the greatest players of all time. And it's funny when you – when you start doing it and you look at another guy that retired this year, Kobe Bryant, and I guarantee you that if you ask, now the fans might be a different story, but if you ask 100 NBA players who they would start their team with, I can guarantee you 90 of them would start it with Tim Duncan. 90 of them. And it's not a knock on Kobe, not in any way, shape, or form. Black Mamba's intensity on the court, his ability to play defense, obviously his ability to score. But as much as we talk about Kobe being a great player and as much as we talk about Kobe being one of the greatest in the history of the NBA, there's debate back and forth as to where does he fit in as far as the shooting guards go? Is it, you know, is he even the best in Laker history? I would say no. I would take Jerry West first. You know, there's debate, there's context that you put it within, and there is questions involving Kobe Bryant. Tim Duncan, who do you compare him to? Well, there's only a couple. There's only a few that get mentioned in the conversation. Karl Malone, obviously, because until Tim Duncan, for me, it was Karl Malone. Now, Tim's best season ever, and this is debatable. It's up on the CBS site. 23.3 points, 12.9 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 2.9 blocks, 51% from the field. Karl Malone's best season, 1997, 27.4, 10 boards, 4.5 assists. As people forget, he wasn't a black hole either. He played with John Stockton. He knew how to pass. Kevin Garnett, his best season, 24-2, 14 boards, 5 assists, a half a steal. Steal and a half, I should say, 2.2 blocks. Charles Barkley, you know, Elvin Hayes, Kevin McHale, Dirk. Dirk has to be in a conversation. Different kind of game. But Dirk. And the difference between the two of them is the defense. Everything else is parallel. But, you know, look, I love Kevin Garnett's game. Loved it. And because of, you know, where he played for how long and then finally getting his just due in Boston. But he was past his prime at that fault, at that point. Barkley, you know, look, I love Charles Barkley. I always felt he got a bad rap. But he didn't win championships. And that wasn't necessarily his fault. You always had to go through the Bulls or the Lakers. But he won an MVP, 11-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA, which, you know, that speaks well, to the finals once, and they didn't win the championship. And he was just, you know, Barkley was one of those guys that you either loved him or you hated him because he was really brash. But, you know, the problem with Barkley was on the defensive end. And he was always, always the key offensive player on his team. And so that additional workload that he had certainly weighed on his shoulders on the opposite end. You know, goes with the territory. Somebody else, the Big E, Elvin Hayes, man. Houston Rockets, Washington Bullets. 12 times NBA All-Star. Elvin was a dominant defensive player. And just a notch below. One of the 10 best ever? Absolutely. By the way, they left Elgin Baylor off here, which I don't believe how they did that. Kevin McHale, of course, just a great player. But he also played on one of the best teams ever, you know, in the Celtics, specifically 87. And he wasn't the best player on his team. He had a guy named Larry on that team. Not to mention Robert Parrish. So, you know, when you're looking at Tim, to me, the only guy that you can really put him up against where if you're going to make the argument is Karl Malone. And Malone, again, didn't have the championships. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate. It just, you know, if you had Malone on the court, he would take over basketball games. He was so physical. He was just such a dominant player. And John Stockton knew how to get him the damn basketball. And when you're that good and you have that great of a point guard, maybe the best ever, they knew how to make it work in Utah. Unfortunately for them, the obstacle they kept running up against was the Chicago Bulls, led by a certain guy named Michael Jordan. So, you know, again, that made it tough. I always take with a grain of salt everything that, you know, the all this and the all that, until it becomes your peers, you know, 15-time All-NBA. That's right there. 15-time All-Defensive Team selection. Yeah. It doesn't get any more important than that. 13-time All-Star, 2-time MVP, 5-time NBA championship. It's absolutely incredible what this guy did on a basketball court. And he had the good fortune, too, to come into the league and stand next to David Robinson. And, you know, when you have the opportunity to play alongside a fellow icon, and David Robinson, for those of you a little younger in the demographic in our audience, came out of the Naval Academy, did time with the Navy, as he was obligated to do, but then got out, came into the league a little older, was already a mature presence, a legitimate basketball player, and they played Twin Towers. And literally from Jump Street, bam, two NBA championships with David Robinson. You know, two out of the five. were alongside the Admiral. And the other aspect of that, and it wasn't necessarily that Tim Duncan would not have evolved into the great player that he was, but he had the great fortune of coming into the league and standing next to somebody who already had maturity, who already had discipline. It was already about team first, because that had been put into him in his time in the service. And when Tim Duncan came into the league and stood next to David Robinson, they were ready to go. There was no fine-tuning at that point in time. And San Antonio and that organization were very fortunate to have the both of them stand next to each other at exactly the same time, because it brought glory and championships to the city of San Antonio. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Well, we love you too, Timmy. Welcome back. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Tim Duncan stepping off the stage, of course, is dominating the headlines today, as well it should. And we're actually making more noise about it than Tim did. They did it via press release through the San Antonio Spurs, and you know, we'll get to that in a couple seconds here. But, again, just talking about Tim, the basketball player. I don't know Tim, the man, but it was funny. I was talking to Joe about this on the air, and certainly as big a basketball fan as I am, the selfish part of me wanted to see him continue on. But you could see in game six that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, that it was coming to the end for him. There was just flashes at that point in time. He had a terrific last game, 19 points, 5 boards, and a block in 34 minutes. But defensively, he couldn't get it done anymore. His legs just wouldn't cooperate with him. And in that last game, and I don't know if Duncan had made his decision at that point, but he played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter and didn't come out for a rest. He had talked to Greg about that. And the Spurs were getting blown out in that game, so there was no question that they were not going to move on. And the game was over. He waved to the visiting crowd. It was in Oklahoma City. And pointed up towards the roof. And, you know, he's not a demonstrative guy, but, you know, I remember watching it, and I was like, maybe he's going to step out. You know, there's no way to qualify what teammates mean to other teammates, but you've never heard anybody say a bad word about Tim Duncan. I mean, nobody, except his ex-wife. There's never been another player that came off the court bad-mouthing Tim Duncan. I mean, there were physical confrontations where guys went up against each other. I mean, they're 7-footers that weigh almost 300 pounds. You know, you bump bodies, somebody's going to get ticked off. But you never heard a teammate speak bad of him. You never heard a coach talk ill of him. You never heard a rival talk badly about him. And that's respect for the human being as well as respect for the basketball player. He was, you know, to use an old school phrase, he was a lunch pail kind of guy. Pack your lunch, pack the thermos, go to work. And he did it for 19 seasons. And he had a winning, completely winning attitude. You know, some of the comments that were made, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but Steve Kerr, whose, you know, pedigree now is not questioned, back-to-back finals and a championship. He said, congrats to Tim Duncan, probably a top 5 all-time player, undoubtedly a top 5 all-time teammate. There you go. What a career. Pop was talking about it. He was, you know, Timmy's never been a very outspoken or emoting sort of individual on the court. Everybody does it differently. Yeah. And they're going to have a news conference on Tuesday. Pop's going to talk to the media, which that should be fun all in itself. But Tim Duncan is not going to have a press conference. It just doesn't matter. Kobe spoke out because he stepped off the stage this year. More cutthroat than people give him credit for. I loved everything about him in the court. Adam Silver, who just every day shows you why he was just the perfect choice to succeed Stern as the commissioner, said Tim Duncan is one of the most dominant players in NBA history. His devotion to excellence and mastery of the game led to 5 NBA championships, 2 regular season MVPs, blah, 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 blah. For 2 decades, Tim represented the Spurs, the city of San Antonio, and the league with passion and class. All of us in the NBA family thank him for his profound impact on the game. Yeah. You can't say it any better than that. You know, and again, the teammates coming out there. And, you know, you talk about big threes. You know, and I mentioned Kevin Garnett, who played along with Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo, and, you know, the big three down in Miami and all that. You know, Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu, let me tell you, Prolific. Right up there with any of them. You know, their regular season record since drafting Tim Duncan, 1,072 wins and 438 losses. That's insane. In his 19 years, they won 50 games every single year except one. They won 37, and that was a year that was abbreviated by a strike. And, oh, by the way, they won the championship that year. That's nuts. I mean, that is legendary stuff. You know, you go into the league and you're hoping that you drafted the right guy. And by the way, I pulled the draft up from that year. That's kind of an amazing thing in itself. But back in 97, they grab him out of Wake Forest. The guys behind him that were drafted, Keith Van Horn, you know, solid player, decent career, nothing to write home about. Chauncey Billups, who evolved into a terrific player. And he was one of those guys. Initially, he was a disappointment. Ron Mercer, Tony Battle, Antonio Daniels, Tracy McGrady, still a high school player at that point in time. Austin Crozier, Maurice Taylor, Brevin Knight, solid career. You know, a bunch of guys that had solid careers and they were around the league for a while. But there was nobody else in that group in the first round that had any level of impact in the NBA that was even half of what Tim Duncan was able to do. And in the second round that year, there was really nobody. Bunch of guys you never even heard of. I mean, that class in particular, one of the worst NBA classes ever. But with him at the top of it, you know, it was just absolutely amazing. The accolades for Tim, like I said, I'm not diving too deep into the stats here because the stats don't tell the story when it comes to Tim Duncan. Because understand something about what went on with San Antonio. They didn't play statistical basketball. The only stat that mattered to them were wins and championships. And that's how they played it out. But 50 games in the last 17 seasons, longest streak in league history, a 600 winning percentage in each of Duncan's 19 seasons. 600. That'll keep you employed. 15-time All-NBA, 15-time All-Defensive Team. His overall averages, again, this is where the stats you look at and you go, oh, he's the greatest. Yeah, okay. Argue with me. 1,392 games, 19 points, 10.8 rebounds, 3.0 assists, and 2.17 blocks in 34 minutes a game. Shot 50.6%. 70% from the free throw line. Spurs records. Leader in points with 26,496. Rebounds, 15,091. Blocked shots, 3,020. Minutes played. Games played. Third in assists. Fifth all-time in the league in double-doubles. 841 of those. Fifth in blocks, all-time in the league. Sixth in rebounding, all-time in the league. And 14th in scoring. He played over 9,000 minutes in the playoffs. First all-time in postseason double-doubles, 164, 568 blocks, third in rebounds, sixth in points. Second in all-time appearances in the postseason, 251. And his averages in the postseason, he actually upped his game. 20.6 points, 11.4 boards, 3 assists in 37.3 minutes. And I talked about the terrific three with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. Most wins by a trio in both the regular season and postseason, 575 and 126. And Duncan and Popovich have the most wins by any player-coach duo in NBA history, 1,001 wins. He spent 19 seasons with the same franchise. Only John Stockton and Kobe Bryant. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. He just, again, I talked about it with Joe. The selfish part of me wanted him to keep going. You know? It just, it ages me. I hate to see these guys step off the stage because it means I'm getting older. You know? It just means I'm starting to get older, and I hate that. But, you know, when Duncan, and I understand something, the other aspect of it too, and it was funny, I was thinking about this last night after reading the release. Here was a guy that played, and when we talk, when Joe and I talk on the show, we'll talk about markets and matchups and what the league would like and all this kind of good stuff. And obviously West Coast, East Coast stuff comes into play and all that. But here, this franchise sitting in the middle of the country in San Antonio, as San Antonio was evolving and growing as a city itself into a major league city. And Tim Duncan, again, kind of flying under the radar a little bit. And in many ways, it was always the NBA's worst nightmare. San Antonio. Small market. Not that many television sets. Who's going to pay attention to it? And the ratings did show that. When they went up against certain teams, you know, when they got to the finals, the ratings hurt. They were never as good as when the East Coast, West Coast markets got involved. But boy, it was certainly worth the watch. And unfortunately, for the rest of the country, it came late, the recognition of Tim Duncan as one of the greatest all times. On the other side, we'll finish up with a little bit of a timeline on Timmy as we go from here into hour two. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Then there you go. Well, Timmy was no clown, let me tell you. Nice little timeline here, Wikipedia timeline on Tim Duncan. And 97, first pick out of the NBA draft. 2001, married Amy. And had their first daughter, Sydney, in 2005. 2006, against the Mavericks, he and Dirk went head-to-head. And in that particular series, he outscored Dirk 32 points to 27 points. And Dirk had no answer for him defensively. And, you know, that's one of Dirk's limitations. Eric Dampier was on the court as well, couldn't stop him. 2010, Tim's already 34 years old. 20 points, 10 boards a game. 2012, he surpasses Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with career blocks in the playoffs. 2013, he has a 20-20 game against the Atlanta Hawks and hits the game-winning jump shot. And in 2015... he gets his 954th victory against the Knicks. 16 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. It's, you know, just, you could literally, there's enough material on Tim Duncan to talk for an entire week. That's how great he was. We ain't going to do that, but we'll talk about him some more in hour two. Well, that's it for hour one, however. We're going to step aside for the news. We're going to get back to it. We have a guest in hour two as well, so we'll have some fun with that literally right at the top of the hour. And then get into more NBA, Major League Baseball, anything else you want here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Enjoy.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
So what's our mission today? It's helping these families understand how to conquer this tragedy.
Dallas is mourning the loss of the 5 police officers killed in an ambush last week. At a vigil Monday evening, Police Chief David Brown said right now the department's mission is to help the families of the fallen try to cope with the tragedy. Chief Brown said he and the rest of the Dallas Police Department would be there for the families, not only now, but always. Two Republican heads of congressional committees are calling for a perjury investigation against Hillary Clinton. The formal request for a criminal investigation came from House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz and Judiciary Chair Bob Goodlatte. This comes days after the Justice Department decided not to bring charges against Clinton for her use of a private email server while serving as Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. I have a great way for you to look great this summer. You know, I just got back from my hairstylist last week, and she said my hair has never been fuller and longer. She said, I can't believe how long your hair has gotten. Are you still using that hair stuff? I said, yes, that hair stuff is Ovation, and they're the Ovation hair care products. Now, my hairstylist sells other products, but I don't buy hers. I get Ovation because it is the first thing that has really made my hair full. But they have, you know, products for all different types of hair, and they have different styling products to make, you know, your hair look fuller or to protect it from heat or to detangle it. There are lots of things that you can get. And this week, free shipping on your entire order, no minimums, no restrictions. So free shipping on everything for a limited time. So hurry. Free shipping starts now and go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. And don't forget to click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA. I love these products. I wouldn't endorse them if I didn't. They are fantastic. ovationhair.com.
Two major cable networks held a town hall forum that turned into an anti-police tirade. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Two cable networks are coming under fire after hosting a town hall event that made false claims about police in a way that critics say is encouraging hate. MTV and BET's town hall on racial violence included one speaker who openly lied about police hunting blacks.
In our community, in our society, and you see people getting so riled up about the loss of lives of dogs and gorillas, and then they hunt us down like dogs and gorillas.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch appeared on the program to say the issue of race in America needs to be discussed, but has condemned the kind of anti-police rhetoric that was used on the show. I'm Jason Wirt.
Simply staying hydrated could be the key to losing weight. A new study out of the University of Michigan finds that staying hydrated with water and more water-loaded fruits and vegetables can help with weight management, especially for those who are overweight. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chris Simcox will spend two decades behind bars for molesting a five-year-old girl. The victim's mother says the sentence is better than nothing.
I wanted consecutive terms, max 17 years consecutive terms.
The UFC is getting a new owner. MMA fighter Josh Clark says he was shocked to hear about the sale.
When I started was when Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin fought on The Ultimate Fighter. Since then, man, I mean, these guys have made leaps and bounds in the progression, and everybody in the world is trying to get into this sport.
Brothers Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta of the Station Casinos Group bought the UFC for $2 million in 2001. $2 million to $4 billion, not a bad profit. On this day, July 12th, in 1960, the first Etch-A-Sketch went on sale. And in 1984, Democratic presidential nominee Walter Mondale became the first majority party candidate to choose a woman as a running mate when he announced his choice of Geraldine Ferraro. And if you were born today, you share your birthday with lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. He would have been 121 today. Comedian Bill Cosby is 79. And Christy Yamaguchi, the figure skater, was born this day in 1971. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For more news 24/7, join us at usaradio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned as well pretty much each and every day. Nah, not really. But we give them a lot of love, and they give us love back. There's too many of them to mention because they're, as I said, all around the country. It's all about radio on the go, the platforms, various different ways that you can get the Spano and Black Attack. And it's all right there in front of you. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio. Listen live. Archive it. Grab some of the great interviews. We always have a bunch of them. We're going to have one literally right on the other side. And you can get it. It's radio on the go. And so if you're heading to work, heading to the beach, heading to the park, heading for your workout, whatever circumstances are, boom, click, there we are. Go to the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Click the Listen Live button. Gives you a list of the awards. No, not really. But you can pick up the show. Also gives you a list of everything else that's going on the network the rest of the day. You have some fun with that as well. All terrific programming, whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Tittle, Crazy Jerry Overnight, all the good stuff that's in there. Don't forget Best Of, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Most importantly for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Away from home, we're giving you a little taste. Let you get back home, feel a little bit more comfortable. Well, guess what? It's the American Forces Radio Network. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. Craig Crowe Alexander, Ironman World Champion, right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, but we put him on hold here for a couple minutes as we're joined by Craig Crowe Alexander, Ironman champion, and Dr. Bruce Bean, who's here to talk to us about your active lifestyle and a scientific breakthrough involving your cramping and the things that you do when you're trying to be physical, especially on a hot summer day. Good morning, gentlemen. Bob Black here. Nice to have you with us.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Let me start with Doc. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Let me start with Dr. Bean. Give us a little background on your research and qualifications and why you chose to go down this path involving muscle cramping and you know, not only for elite athletes, but the weekend warriors.
Well, even though I'm a neurophysiologist, this one was personal. I was sea kayaking with my friend Rod McKinnon, who's also a scientist, and we were out on a 25-mile trip in Nantucket Sound on a cold day in the fall. We stopped for lunch on Monomoy Island, which is quite isolated, and then headed back on the open ocean, and quite suddenly, both of us started cramping in our arms and hands, which was quite frightening on a cold day with a cold wind, big ocean swells. And, you know, for me, just even more disturbing, I think, than the physical cramping was the loss of control of my body. And that got us interested in the physiology of cramping and ultimately led us to develop this new way of inhibiting cramps.
And it's called Hot Shot, and it's, you know, scientifically proven according to you gentlemen, and it prevents and treats muscle cramps. And I guess the question is, how immediate does it take effect, and is it something that is preventative as well as something that you can use when the cramps happen?
It works very quickly, within minutes, and so you can take it preventatively, and I think Crowe can speak to that. I think he uses it preventatively.
Yes, from a personal standpoint, I always use it about 45 minutes before my races and 30 to 45 minutes before any, you know, extremely hard training sessions. That's been my personal experience.
Well, Crowe, I guess as an Ironman competitor and world champion, I mean, look, endurance athletes, and, you know, I don't care if you're playing a pickup basketball game or you know, you're running 26.2 miles. It's going to happen to you. It happens to everybody. So I would imagine this is something you would experience throughout your career.
No, absolutely. It's interesting because, like you mentioned, I don't think it matters whether you're a world champion or a weekend warrior. It's one of the few things in sports that stops you in your tracks. There's nothing else I can think of that's as debilitating and performance-limiting as a cramp. So, you know, I think this is a huge breakthrough for all levels of athletes. And for me, I have cramped, and I've cramped in races. I mean, I guess the last year I raced in Hawaii at the Ironman, I cramped towards the end of the race, but a lot of the cramps I've suffered in my career have been before the gun's even gone off, warming up or in the swim section of the race. So right at the start of the race, when you're fully hydrated and nutritionally as replenished as you're going to be all day, that's when I suffered cramps. So I always suspected there was a mechanism of cramping that hadn't been addressed, and I think that's why this is such a revolutionary product. And you know, I've been putting it through its paces and using it to good effect the last 8 months.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you said there, and I mean, that has got to be a frightening thing when you're psyching yourself up to do an endurance competition, and you think you're at your physical peak and you're ready to go, and all of a sudden, like you said, you're stretching or whatever you're doing, and bam, you got cramps. I would think not only the physical aspect of it, but the mental aspect of it has got to be debilitating.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, because I think that's the thing that can really undermine you, that confidence or lack of confidence. And I've been using this product like an insurance policy because, you know, I guess my line of work, you've got to push yourself very hard and very deep into races, and you certainly in the back of your mind don't want the thought of a cramp. So there is that mental aspect to it, and that's where I've felt this product has been beneficial to me, not only, I guess, the science and the physical standpoint, but just that mental well-being that I have at the start of the race, where I really feel like this is giving me some protection and insurance against cramping. And so really it's something that I think about very little now.
Dr. Bean, let me take it back to you for a second, you know, without giving me a brain cramp. Talk about a little bit of the science involved in developing Hotshot.
Sure. Well, when we got interested in cramping and we started reading about recent research in neurophysiology about cramping, what we discovered was that there's recent research in the last 10 years or so that's shown that everything we were taught in medical school and graduate school was wrong. Recent research has shown that muscle cramping is not caused by dehydration. It's not caused by electrolyte depletion. It's not from lactic acid buildup around muscles. And in fact, it's not caused by the muscle itself at all, but by the nerve cell that controls the muscle. And cramping is like a little mini seizure of the neurons that control the muscles. And so the way to stop it is to modify the electrical firing of those nerves. You know, so basically, you know, the nerves are the boss of the muscle, and you have to address that to inhibit the cramping.
Well, you did it without hurting me, so I really appreciate that. Crowey, you know, when you come right down to it, and I'll have to ask this question, you know, after what the doctor just described, were you finding that anything that you were doing prior to Hotshot would help you in these situations, or did you just have to ride it out?
Well, that's a good question. I don't even know. Sometimes the cramps would subside. Sometimes they would persist. One experience I had in the race in Hawaii, I got hit in the leg during the swim right at the start, and I cramped on and off for the next 60 minutes. So I was intermittently trying to stretch, doing all the things, and who knows if any of that stuff worked. But I really believe in Bruce and Rod and the science behind this. You know, I've been an endurance athlete, a professional athlete for 20 years, and I've seen every sort of miracle lotion and potion come along. And I have a bit of a background in science myself. I studied at college to be a physical therapist, so I always understood there was a relationship between the nerve and muscle. As an athlete, you try and do the things you can to address the cramping when it comes on, but really I had very little success, and it was really hit and miss.
Well, so if that's the case, and now Hotshot is part of what goes on, run us through your routine prior to race.
Yeah, well, typically, I mean, I raced yesterday out in California, and the routine I followed was what I've been following the last 8 months, which is I typically have breakfast early, 3 hours before I race, and then I'll take my hot shot usually 30 to 45 minutes before the race, and that usually sees me right through to the end of the race. And in training, I've been using the product, again, 30 to 45 minutes before all my key workouts, my key sessions, the longer ones and the harder ones. I've been using the product before those sessions as well, and typically 30 to 45 minutes before.
So, Crowey, what's next on the calendar for you?
Well, next for me is a race in the Philippines, in Asia, in a month. So currently I'm up in Colorado making use of the great training grounds up here in the altitude, but I head back down under to Australia in 2 weeks, and then up to the Philippines 2 weeks after that for a race up there that you know, I can put this product to the test again, because that's a very hot and humid race. It was a race I did last year, and it was brutal, actually, the conditions.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting question here, and we got you for about another minute here. In altitude, you talked about hot and humid, everything. It does the effectiveness of the product vary depending on the conditions, or is it pretty consistent?
Well, I might get Bruce to answer this one, because I think that's more a science-related question. My personal experience is that since I've been using it, whether I've been at sea level, at altitude, dry climates, humid climates, I haven't suffered a cramp. So that's my own personal experience. But Bruce, what are your thoughts on that question?
I think from the science, we think that the origin of the cramping is the same, whatever the weather is. And certainly in the feedback that we're getting from people, you know, a lot of people are using it in hot and humid training. We've heard from a number of bicycle racers, you know, doing training by going five times up and down Bear Mountain, you know, found it very effective. For me personally, I actually tend to cramp in sea kayaking in cold weather for some reason, and I've heard that from a number of other people, and it works well there also.
Well, we appreciate the time, guys. Crowe, as we let you out the door, give us the 411 and where you can find out more information on Hotshot.
You can go to their website, which is teamhotshot.com, and that'll tell you all about the product, how it came about through, I guess, Bruce and Rod being scientists, but also avid endurance athletes, and also where you can order it.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate the couple minutes. Whether you're a professional athlete or a weekend warrior, I'm sure Hotshot is going to help. Thanks for the time, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, it was Bruce Bean and Crowe Alexander. And, you know, again, it's everybody goes to the gym, or most everybody. Most people should. And, you know, we've all been there. I have it happen to me. It happens in my hands all the time. And nothing worse than when you're pulling some weight, having your hands cramp up, and you feel completely helpless because you cannot control anything. And for Dr. Bruce, it happened in the ocean, and that had to be a scary experience. When we come back, we're going to give you a little more Tim Duncan, and then we'll move on to bigger and better things here in the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And that was good stuff by Dr. Bean and Crowe. Because, you know, again, if any level of workout, even as you get older, I mean, let's be honest about it, you know, leg cramps, things along those lines, it's always part of the routine, and it's very difficult sometimes. I mean, I know, you know, I try to stay active. I ride my bike. I head to the gym every now and then, mostly then, not so much now. And, you know, as you are looking to move forward, you know, and stay physical and stay active and all the other kind of good things that go along with it, you know, it's not easy sometimes. And unfortunately, it's you know, you end up with the cramping in the legs and the cramping in the hands and you know, that's it's pretty tough. So maybe this is one of those cure-alls that actually would have some kind of an effect, and in a positive way. Positive way was always the way Tim Duncan played the game. And, you know, it's funny. I was running down the list of accomplishments of Tim Duncan, and you can go even further than what I was talking about. That was just a timeline. 5-time NBA champion, 3-time finals MVP, 2-time MVP, 15-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP 2000, 10-time All-NBA first team. As I said, when the peers are talking about you, that's a completely different story. I mentioned the All-Defensive first team, All-Defensive second team in 98, 2004, 2006, 2009, 2010, 2013, and 2015. So it wasn't like he fell off the map. Rookie of the Year in 1998, Shooting Stars champion. God, I forgot about that. 2008, the Jack Twyman Maurice Stokes Teammate of the Year Award in 2015. USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year in 2003. Sportsman of the Year, Sports Illustrated in 2003. National College Player of the Year in 97. Consensus All-American, ACC Player of the Year, number 21, got retired by Wake Forest. And then internationally, bronze medalist in 2004, gold in the America's Championships, bronze in the Goodwill Games. You know, absolutely incredible. And you know, people forget his background. Duncan's background was not easy. I mean, here you are, you're a kid in the Virgin Islands. And Tim Duncan didn't want to play basketball. Tim Duncan wanted to be a swimmer. And he was a damn good one. He was aiming for the 92 Olympic team. And he was born in Christiansted, Virgin Islands, in St. Croix. And very funny, because I almost actually retired there about 5 years ago. it's a long story. His sister was an Olympic level swimmer. And, you know, Tim wanted to follow his sibling. And he was a standout in the 50, the 100, and the 400. I mean, hell, all he had to do was fall in the pool and he was halfway across it. But he was really very talented. And then Hurricane Hugo blew through. And it destroyed the only Olympic-sized swimming pool on the island in 1989. And Tim had to swim and train in the ocean. Well, the sharks scared the poop out of him. And he ended up giving up swimming. Not totally, but as far as a competitor goes. His mom got diagnosed with breast cancer. And she made him promise that he was going to finish college with a degree, which is why Duncan never left college early. He kept that promise to his mom. And, you know, again, a big kid, uncoordinated at the time. He was just awkward. But at his size, they hand him a basketball. Here you go. You know, now he's playing against, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And he averages 25 points a game as a senior. Wake Forest comes a-calling, among others. But Dave Odom, who was, you know, a pretty damn good basketball coach. Alonzo Mourning was doing a tour and was in the Virgin Islands. And Dave Odom happened to watch him play a five-on-five pickup game. And he was 16 years old at the time, and he held his own against Alonzo Mourning. And, you know, Odom was, like I said, Duncan was playing against the Seven Dwarfs, and so they were a little hesitant as far as his ability. They didn't know whether or not it was going to pan out on the collegiate level, let alone the professional level. But he recruited him. He took him to Wake. He almost redshirted him, but he decided not to do it. But they picked up pretty quickly that he was a bright guy. And like I said, the progress through college, you know, it never paid off in a championship. But he kept his promise to his mom, went through the 4 years of college, and got his degree in psychology. And the department chair, Professor Best, said he was one of my best students. She said, other than the height, I couldn't tell him from anybody else. You know? And I mean, that was part of his mystique. Nothing ever, at least externally, nothing ever rattled him. Nothing ever seemed to get inside his head. They used to call him Mr. Spock at Wake Forest because he seemed so detached. But that was just him, and that's something that carried into the NBA. And as I said, here was a guy, you know, he got limited time as a freshman. But, in 95, 94, 95, when he was a sophomore, he was playing along some heavy hitters that were going to come out in the draft. I mean, it was Joe Smith, Rasheed Wallace. Joe Smith ended up being a number one overall pick. Jerry Stackhouse, who loves his feel of shoes. And Jerry West, who was the GM of the Lakers at the time, said, you know, look, if he comes out, he's going to be number one. But Tim Duncan said, I'm not going pro until I graduate. And the pressure was such because in 96, that's when the league threw the rookie salary cap in there. So by not coming out early, he probably shorted himself, I'd say, a good $5 to $10 million. And, you know, it speaks volumes of the character of the guy. You know, he went up against Rasheed Wallace. And, you know, ended up having the best of Wallace. Like I said, he went up against Oklahoma State and, you know, wasn't as good. But although he did have 22 boards, but he didn't outplay Brian Reeves, according to Wikipedia said he did. He didn't. I was there. Believe me, Brian was very physical on him and got him in a lot of trouble. But then eventually into the league. And, you know, it what happened, and this was a foreshadowing of things to come, and a lot of people didn't realize this. Tim was playing center in college, and at a legit 7 foot, it was understandable that he was doing that. But what happened in 96-97, before he came out, there was a guy that Wake Forest was able to attract named Lauren Woods. people don't remember him, but he was in the league for, you know, a decent amount of time, but he wasn't a great player. But he was a legit 7'1 dude. And what it enabled them to do was push Tim out to the power forward position and give him a taste of what he was going to be in the NBA. He could still be extremely good because he was such a fundamentally sound player, hence the big fundamental. He would always board, he'd always play defense. But Lauren Woods was a true center. You couldn't play him anywhere else. And when you had a guy like Lauren Woods in there, it took so much pressure off him. I mean, this guy, he was 7'2", 270 pounds. Big time. But it allowed Tim Duncan to slide over and play some power forward. And, you know, although Woods transferred after the season, it gave Duncan a taste of what he could be in the power forward position. And as we say, the rest was history. So, you know, Tim Duncan, great player, stepping off the stage. I'll give you final thoughts on that before we move on to other things here in the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Tag. Don't go anywhere.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah, you know, like I said, Timmy stepping off the stage, I'm selfish. I wanted him to stick around. I wanted that farewell tour. But you know something, when you think about it, it speaks to the man. There was no need for it. So, like I said, the selfish aspect of me, yeah, I wanted one. But he didn't get a farewell tour parade. He didn't need one. His farewell tour lasted 19 years. Because from the second he set foot on the court, he was the example of the work ethic. And they were great to have him. And you know, one last thing about that. And it, you know, when you think about San Antonio and the legacy of that basketball team. And again, we'll see how it plays out going forward. We'll see how long Pop sticks around. But this is something that's been discussed on the show many, many times. And that's the fact that in the modern world of sports, especially in team sports, you have to buy in. You have to have the buy-in. And there are very few coaches who can command the buy-in from the superstars. I don't care who it is. And, you know, you take it back to Magic Johnson, and we saw him run coaches out of town, and Kobe ran coaches out of town, and, you know, Carmelo never did it, but he certainly made no bones about certain coaches he liked to play with and certain coaches that he didn't care for. And that's pretty consistent throughout team sports, and it's the same in baseball, it's the same in football. Certain guys like Belichick command the respect, certain guys like Parcells command the respect, and other guys don't. And if the stars buy in, when Tom Brady buys in, and when Tom Coughlin was there, and it took him a while to garner the respect, but when his quarterback Eli Manning bought in, and you weren't going to hear anything negative coming out of Eli Manning's mouth about Tom Coughlin, well, guess what? Everybody else got in line. And it was the same set of circumstances with the San Antonio Spurs and Tim Duncan. And it started with David Robinson and winning two championships with David Robinson set the tone. And David Robinson, with his background, with his discipline, with his intelligence, came in and continued to blaze the path for Tim Duncan, who came in with his set of values and his intelligence. And I'm not talking on the court intelligence. I'm talking brain power. And they bought in. And they always had Pop's back. Well, Pop turned into Pop coming down from the front office by having two superstars have his back. And anything that Popovich did, it may have been questioned sometimes behind closed doors, but it certainly wasn't questioned out in public and on the basketball court. And it was a sit-down that I saw a while back, and it wasn't all that long ago, but it was Manu and Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, and they were sitting around and just basically BSing. It, you know, the only thing that was missing there was cold beer. And they were talking about how, before the last championship, how they were, when they played against Miami the year before they won again, on how that stuck with them when they had that opportunity to win and they should have won and they let it slip away. And Pop talked about not having Tim on the court, and Tim talked about not being on the court, and they talked about how it that stuck with them the whole winter. They all four of them talked about how every single day in the off season, they got up, and at one point or another during the course of the day, they thought about that game and how they let it slip away. And, you know, at that point in time, everybody was getting up there. The retirement talk had already started with two out of the big three. But they talked about how they would watch videos at home and watch the video of the game. And then they went into training camp in Colorado Springs. And Pop didn't shy away from it. Some coaches would have gone, all right, what happened happened. It's in the past. Let's move on. Turn the page. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't do that. He actually revisited it. They played it. The entire team sat down and watched it. And it burned into their memories and then they took care of their business. And, you know, look, I mean, you talk about just dedication, focus. You know, this is it. That's how this franchise succeeded. And Tim's going to ride off into the sunset. I do hope he stays with the organization in some way, shape, or form. He's got his foundation, which he's very active in. As I said, he has his degree in psychology. So who knows? It could be he could hang out a shingle or continue his education. But you hope he stays connected to basketball in some way or another. If nothing else, just getting to training camp every once in a while, mentoring the big men, showing off his rings, schooling some kids. Yeah, no. But he's going to be missed. He's going to be missed. All-Star Games tonight, Major League Baseball, ALNL, Petco Park, San Diego, and they had Home Run Derby last night. And Giancarlo Stanton in there. Moonshots. I mean, good Lord. 497, 497, 491, 490, 489, 486, 486, 481. And then they went down from there. Hello. He hit 61. He tied Roger Maris in one night. 61 home runs. Blows past Robinson Cano in the first round. Takes care of Mark Trumbo in the semis. And then goes up against Todd Frazier and beat him by 7. First non-All-Star to win it since Cespedes back in 2013. And, you know, look, he'll have a few days to recover. Stanton's had a weird year. He started off with his foot in the bucket, and he couldn't get it out. He was putrid. And he was literally just struggling forever. Found his stride against the Mets, hit 5 home runs in 3 days. And it looks like he's breaking out. But, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, he's not the best player in the game. I still will put that on Mike Trout, followed closely by Bryce Harper. But Giancarlo Stanton is the most feared power hitter in the game, and rightfully so. He's starting to feel it a little bit. And, you know, look, he's behind a bunch of guys. Chris Bryant is 25 in the National League and followed around by everybody else. But Gio's starting to come on. And he now has 20 home runs. He's up to 61 RBIs. Average is still floating low at 233, but that'll come. And it's a funky year for them. And I'll tell you something. My Mets are hurting. They're hurting real bad right now as far as just physical ailments. It's position players, it's the pitching staff, it's everything else. They got a little bit of time to regroup on the All-Star break, but Cespedes is hurt. They're going to bring Conforto back up from the minors, but look out for Miami. Because they have a good lineup. They have solid pitching. They've supplemented the bullpen a little bit. And Don Mattingly's steady hand. And what did I tell you? L.A., you were so eager to get him out of town. Look, L.A.'s competitive. I get that. But you were so eager to get him out of town. And I'll tell you something. It Don Mattingly can manage. Flat out. There's other bats around Gio. You know, Marcell Ozuna's a terrific player. But Gio's on the come. He's up to 20, and if he gets on one of those rolls, trust me when I tell you, he'll go after Chris Bryant for the lead in the National League. But Stanton lit it up last night. You know, hometown fave, Will Myers, he went out in the first round. Hilarious, though. His younger brother's throwing to him, and as you know from home run derby competition, I'm sorry. I'm laughing my hind end off. You could have whoever you want pitch to him. He had his younger brother pitch to him. He hit him with a pitch. He looked at him like he was, are you kidding me? That was great. Mark Trumbo, and again, Petco Park, when you're talking home run derby, makes it even more impressive with Gio hitting the 61. Trumbo hits the scoreboard. You talk about this distance. Was it a band consolation prize? And oddly enough, with Stan being in the home run derby, I still can't get that image out of my head. Being in the home run derby, they tied in, they being the Marlins, tied in a ticket discount to the number of home runs that Stanton hit. So they were hoping, you know, 25, 45, something along those lines, not 61. So, again, good intentions gone bad, and the Marlins will end up paying a price on that. So not only are they paying him over $200 million to play for the team, now they got to give away tickets to the fan base, and actually maybe they'll end up drawing some people in there. But, you know, it's funny. It's with all the skills and everything else. I like the futures game with the All-Star game because it that aspect of it is fun. And you really, if you have an eye for talent, and I like to think that I do have that to a certain degree, that, you know, you get to see some of these guys and some of them will stick out. And I like watching that. Everybody likes watching Home Run Derby. I mean, it was something that they added back in. They keep trying to gimmick it, which I wish they wouldn't. But, you know, it's still fun to watch. And yesterday, with the display that Stanton put on, it was one of the more entertaining ones that we had seen in a while. And, you know, from that aspect of it, the fans were really happy. You couldn't ask for a better environment than Petco Park. I mean, beautiful San Diego. Park itself is gorgeous. Certainly not a hitter structure, even though they've dealt with moving in the fences a little bit and everything else. But it's still pretty cavernous. So from that aspect of it, Giancarlo Stanton's display was even more impressive. But again, you had some of the lesser lights, except for Todd Frazier, who was the defending champion in the competition. And, you know, it's a good thing that Stanton did what he did because the luster's kind of worn off that a little bit the way that the dunk contest luster has worn off in the NBA All-Star game. But tonight's the game itself. Home field advantage will be determined for the World Series, and we'll finish it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Tech.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to grab a quick one going out the door. But, you know, we've had a lot of fun today. It was great talking about Tim Duncan. I love doing it. All-Star game again tonight. We want to thank Dr. Bruce Bean for coming on board, as well as Craig Crowe Alexander, Ironman World Champion, to talk about their product, Hotshot. Again, go to their website and check that out. Tonight, All-Star Game, as we talked about, we'll have Bob Nightingale on Thursday, talk about the second half of the MLB baseball season. And tonight's All-Star Game, Chris Sale with 14 wins against Johnny Cueto, who's having a terrific season for the Giants. And as we get into the second half of baseball, there'll be a lot of storylines to talk about. A lot of teams on the come, a lot of teams injured. Some surprises, as there are each and every season in baseball. Cubs cooling off. American League East is a bizarre place to be. Will the Royals be able to repeat? Will the Mets be able to right the ship? Will the Nationals stay on the straight and narrow? Boy, don't you think the Mets wish they had Daniel Murphy signed with all the injuries that they've had? And, of course, it's San Francisco Giants. Best record in baseball. It's their year. Don't forget. Look at the calendar. It's a San Francisco Giants season. And I got a lot of friends out there on the West Coast that are very happy about it. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Again, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Robert for keeping it all on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. And, of course, thanks to you, our listening audience. Make sure you stay tuned for everything terrific here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for more of the Spano and Black Attack. Have a great day, everybody.